Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're going through the book of Romans right now, and we're studying Romans chapter 4. That's where we are. And Romans chapter 4 presents a question to us for us to think about. What do you do when every visible reason for hope disappears? So in Romans chapter 4, Abraham looks at his circumstances, and he saw impossibility. His body was old. Sarah's womb was barren. Humanly speaking, the promise that God gave to Abraham way back in the Old Testament, it was dead on arrival. Yet Romans 4 tells us, in hope, he believed against hope. That's one of the greatest descriptions of biblical faith in all of Scripture. Notice that Abraham didn't ignore reality. He considered it. He thought about it. He understood the obstacles. He wasn't pretending things were better than they were. Biblical faith isn't denial. Biblical faith is looking honestly at reality and then looking beyond reality to the God who rules over it. And some of you are carrying situations that seem impossible. A broken relationship, a wandering child, a financial burden, a health crisis, a ministry challenge. You know the obstacles. You've counted them carefully. And now it's time to do what Abraham did. Put those obstacles on one side of the scale, and then put God on the other. The question is not whether the obstacle is big. The question is whether God is bigger. And the God who created the universe from nothing and raised Jesus from the dead, he specializes in situations where human strength runs out. What impossible situation do you need to place into God's hands today? Pray this prayer with me. Father, help me trust your power more than I trust the circumstances that I see. And here are two peoples that you can pray for as well. Pray for Uber Aliaga, our associational missions promoter in Peru. And also pray for the Samba Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.